Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Father Figures. We're like,
it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long while.
It's been like 7 months.
Life's crazy right now. Everybody's got different schedules.
I know. I've got a new job. Mike unfortunately couldn't be with us tonight because he's got a new job as well. He works where I work, which we're not going to say the name because I like my job and I don't want to get in trouble. But
they're going to be like, your podcast is too inappropriate. Yeah, don't ever say our name again. Like,
so we heard the podcast. This is your notice. But unfortunately, Mike can't be with us this evening. He's got to go in tomorrow for overtime. I am much happier where I'm at doing what I'm doing compared to where I used to work, which... if you know where I used to work, it was literally hell.
It still is, though.
Oh, thank you, man.
I seen a post on Facebook about them hiring.
Yeah,
and like three people were like, "Yeah, it's a great peaceful, great job." And everyone's like, "You could literally go to any other place and get $5 an hour more."
Seriously,
and get treated better too.
Yeah, exactly. I do love the way that I get treated at this new place. Like, there's tons of opportunity to grow. Like, can't. And so like all the same stuff that, you know, Larry Webster does and everything, like fixing the machine and everything, they expect me to do that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I have my own little fucking tool pouch and shit. Like
you're official.
Official technician.
Yeah.
Are you certain there?
I am. March 1st is orientation.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. So everybody already knows you as Make-A-Wish.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. He's got a reputation. He don't even work there yet. But everybody's like, "Hey, man, when's Make-A-Wish starting?"
Yeah, I thank you for that.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I showed them the videos. I showed them the pictures.
That's right, because we're known as the guy that got stung in the eyeball. So
I was attacked by a fucking spider. Okay, I was attacked.
The nurse asked me that. I played stupid because I didn't want to embarrass you, but I was laughing so hard in my head.
Oh man!
I was like, "Oh, he never told me about that."
Oh, weird. Matt. You gotta fill in the people, man. They gotta know. Tell them.
Oh, I don't even know if we talked about it before. I know we talked about it on the other show.
What's up?
So about my license that I got.
I
don't think we've ever talked about it.
We haven't talked about it.
Well, for the past like year and a half, I've been apprenticing to be a tattoo artist.
And he's amazing.
And like the last week of the end of the year, I finally got my license.
Golf clap. We all golf together. But that is really exciting. And like, yeah, I have two tattoos on me.
It took forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It hasn't been a good minute.
I mean, like, you were still back at Fuckface's house when you started.
Yeah, I was.
But I'm so excited for you. Like,
just that schedule you've been on flat out.
Oh, yeah.
Shop all day and then work all night.
Yeah, seriously. So, like, working graveyard, 10 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning, getting, like, 4 hours of sleep, if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky, yeah.
And then going into the tattoo shop at, like, 11:30 in the morning and staying there until what?
5 or 6 at night and then coming back to sleep for a couple more hours.
And see, that's, like, a level of dedication. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I have that.
I don't get 8 hours of sleep, man. My brain don't even work.
Deb's telling me, just stay in bed, okay? Like, we're awake, but we'll be fine. If you wake up right now, you're going to be an asshole.
Yeah, I'm
all fucking
my
day.
My hairpin trigger when I don't get enough sleep.
Do you want some scrambled eggs or not? Try to cook breakfast over here.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm really excited for you, man. I can't wait to see all the crazy shit that you're going to do.
I'm excited, too. But I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All them waist down tattoos I'm ready to get.
Oh. Steph's going to punch you when she hears this. You ain't taking your pants off, why? You dirty bitch.
Leave you alone for 1 second. You're taking your pants off for other men.
Yeah, seriously. Well, before we started recording, when we first got down here, you're like, "I'm all healed up and I'm ready to go again." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like, I was upstairs for 2 minutes. What did y'all do? Like, damn.
Matt and I have been working on
a secret.
Hopefully the best joke that's going to happen in 2021.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Is it going to be better than the Alyssa Milano cameo that we had?
I'm confused now.
Your video.
The video.
Oh. Yeah. My sunburn.
Yeah.
I hope. That's kind of hard to beat, but.
That was pretty good.
It's more towards your. Oh, I'm not even going to say anything.
Yeah, don't say anything. Yeah. We don't want to give anything away yet.
You're going to.
Now I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's good, though. It's good. And it's gotten even funnier story.
Jeez. Yeah, we'll have to tell the story when it's all done, because if we tell you what it is, I can give the surprise away.
Gotcha. All right. Well, now I wish I wouldn't have fucking heard about it, because I'm going to be like racking my brain.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're going to get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. So, yeah. Good. Oh, man. So, you know, I think we recorded an episode like a week after my daughter was born.
Yeah, you guys are just basically getting resettled from the hospital and everything.
Yeah, we were doing that. Now she's like her own little person. She's got so much freaking attitude. It's crazy, and I love it. And she said dad out last night.
And you cried?
I got misty. Like a bitch.
It got really humid in the room. I don't know why.
Somebody was cutting onions, which is weird. It was after dinner. We were done eating. I don't know why they were doing that. But
no, it's by far my favorite thing. I'm 2 years in, and I'm sure Matt can attest to this.
Yeah.
Actually watching them develop their personalities, and I'm sad to say my daughter has the same exact personality as my wife, so I am screwed.
Yeah. She really going to beat your ass. She'll be like, why are you talking shit, Wyatt?
Yeah, she says it too. She says it too. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, she didn't even mean to say data. It just came out because she was just babbling.
Yeah, and it just lined up perfectly.
Well, yeah.
She meant to.
Yesterday, yesterday was my birthday.
Yeah.
February 6th. So, like, hearing dada out of my baby's mouth on my birthday, I was like, oh, my God.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
We're all crying. Yeah, but Milo is adorable. He came up and gave me a hug for my birthday.
He did.
That kid is so stinking cute.
I need to get rid of him.
Start over. I don't.
That's so fucked up.
That's terrible. He's gonna listen to this years down the road and be like, "Dad, what the hell?"
He's got my same sense of humor, so
yeah,
he'll understand.
That's good.
So, what about you? What do you think has changed past your 6 months through this whole journey that you've been going through?
Oh, geez. Well, you know, like officially now, Deb and I are homeowners. So that's exciting. We signed the papers in December. So we own this piece of shit that we're in right now. No more renting, which is weird. Like, roots are scary. Because, like, you know, like, growing up, we never owned anything. So, like, just moving from apartment to apartment. And if we got lucky, then we get a house. But, like, roots are scary, man. I love it. And I wouldn't want it any other way. Like, we worked hard to get this place. But yeah, it's just like, it's crazy to think that if something were to happen, we couldn't just like cut our losses and run. We have to stay here.
Yeah.
So it's a little.
It's good though. You got some really cool plans for this place. I think it's going to turn out to be a really awesome place for you guys.
I'm excited. And hopefully we'll have a studio so you don't hear like creaking from our old floorboards and shit like you do right now.
Just call the kids and forbid them. Wherever you're standing, you got to stand there for the next 2 hours.
I push the record button. You better not have to pee. You are stuck there.
Yeah. Well, I have some pretty cool news. I got baby number 2 on the way.
Yeah.
Even though I swore up and down I ain't having another baby, Steph and I were finally, well, she could finally convince me. And it's on the way. You. She's a little over 10 weeks.
She took it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't no talking about it. She's like, you're going to give it to me.
I keep saying this joke, and she's going to be really mad that I'm going to say this. But when they ask, I go, what? I thought you didn't want to have babies. I say, I didn't. She just wrapped her legs around me and held on and screamed, have my babies.
Oh, man. So this is Wyatt's last episode.
Yeah, yeah. We'll look in the obituaries. I'll be there.
We'll be recording this channel next week.
I don't even know if she's interested in listening to the podcast anymore.
Maybe not.
She's still pretty disappointed about the story about the proposal and how you went through this huge love story. And I was like, yeah, I just made it miserable.
Yeah. We went back to Wingers the other day to go have lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It was delicious, but I was still fucking salty about it. Still salty.
Which Wingers do you go to?
The one in Brigham.
Oh, yeah. Jared, my oldest brother, used to work at the one in Logan. Which I didn't even know there was a Wingers in Logan until he started working there.
Wingers?
I got free
food. It all worked out, though, in the end. I mean, we can't control the weather or anything like that.
No, we can't. And you know what they say, like, rain is good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hell, we even
had... I had never heard that before.
That was, like, the worst kind of rain, though.
It was, like, sideways and frozen. It was almost like snow.
Yeah.
I think it was snow.
I thought it was the thought that counted, though.
So, Friday, I went to do my physical assessment. And that snow that was hitting Friday, from the walk from that parking lot to the front entrance... I was wearing gray sweatpants and a gray jacket, and I was white by the time I got in there. I had to brush myself off because I had so much snow stuck to me.
Yeah, that's basically how the weather was that day.
And I was getting so excited because, like, Wednesday or Thursday, I was like, that snow's melting off that golf course. Once it dries up, like, fingers crossed they open soon.
Oh, yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I still have that sandwich that's never hit a golf ball.
I think around March... I think that's when they open them up.
Yeah.
Well, that's when we'll be buying our family pass.
Our family pass.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked to them again recently about that?
No, I need to go talk to her.
Yeah.
I say, are they going to let all four of us run on that?
She should.
Yeah.
I mean.
And we're there enough.
Yeah.
We were. And I mean, like, we overpaid a lot for the alcohol that they serve at the golf course.
Yeah. Every time we bought a six-pack Arnold.
Yeah. Almost every one of us bought a six-pack every time we went. That was like $40 right there.
Yeah.
Not even counting like golfing or anything like
that. So if you're listening, give us the pass.
You have all four of our pictures up. Nah, you guys are bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not let these assholes in.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, that just means we got to go to Brigham City.
Ah, I don't really like
that. I know you don't like that one. That was a fun I mean, I burned so many balls, but just the hills and all that stuff, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think
I'll still go.
I think what ruined the experience last time.
The Brigham one?
Yeah.
When I didn't go with you guys too.
It was for, what was it? Was it just to go? Or was it?
No.
It wasn't for Mike's birthday because we went to Toad's for Mike's birthday.
I can't remember. I think it was for your birthday.
It might have been because it was pretty hot. So it was probably around August.
Yeah.
But if we didn't have the assholes behind us.
They weren't really assholes, though.
I mean, like, I felt bad. So, okay. I felt like, so, I know, like, that the people in front of us were slower, but I felt pressured because they were really good and they didn't want to pass us.
So, like, you know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, like, imagine him in a golf shirt. And that's who was behind us.
Imagine Stone Cold Steve Austin in his prime.
in a golf shirt
that's like three sizes too small.
Exactly. I mean,
so, like, you're saying he was hot?
Yes.
Okay.
But he was cool, though. Like, he was a cool guy.
He was funny, but he was an asshole. He was funny.
He was a funny asshole, but he was like, he was talking shit to us about the people in front of us.
While they were right in front of us.
Oh, really?
So then it's like, what shit is he talking when we go to the next hole?
Like, when we're on like a par four and we're like 8 hits in.
Are they aiming at us? No, there was one time actually, like, we were going and I'm like driving. And of course I'm like, I don't know, 8 beers in to hole number 3 or something like that. And like, I'm driving along on the golf cart, and then I just hear this. I look over, and there's a golf ball rolling. And so I turn around to see if it was Mike or Wyatt, and they're in the golf cart behind me. And I was like, I'm going to die today.
Yeah.
But we also had a couple of close calls at the course here. But the nice thing about here is we always got trees to dive behind.
Yeah. 4!
I ain't gonna lie, it is scary to get behind a tree, then you start hearing a tree branch snap. And you're like, is it gonna land on me?
The last time we went when those two people hit it right into the trees that we were at.
Yeah. That was fucking scary. Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
I don't think I've ever hit it close to someone yet. But.
I know I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they weren't even.
You know,
they weren't even on the golf course.
Oh yeah,
I did. I almost hit the maintenance people. They dove behind the golf cart, and I nailed the golf cart.
I hit mine in Corbin's direction, but we didn't know that Corbin was out there.
Yeah,
that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But like, so I was still working on my slicing, right? The slices were pretty bad, like crooked piece of pizza slicing, you know what I mean? And so the golf course is actually pretty close to a park where people like to go and walk around. So Matt and I are golfing. Matt and I are golfing. And so I smack it. I smacked this ball so freaking hard because it was hole number five. You know that like 400 and something yard one?
With the oak tree right in the middle of it?
No, it takes you all the way back kind of to the...
Back to the clubhouse.
Back to the clubhouse.
Okay, so the one with
I think that's five, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one with the oak tree is three, right? And then the pond...
The pond is four.
Four. And then right after the pond. Okay.
Yeah, because hole number six, we always fuck around and try to make it with our irons and shit.
It has that stream that runs all down the right side of it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so then the hole is up the hill.
It takes you past
pretty much all of them.
Hole number one. Yeah, it takes you back like down.
And you're right next to the driving green. Very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
With no offense.
So I like just fucking smash this ball, right? I send it as hard as I can. And I'm watching it. And this is back when I could afford the red ones. And I'm watching it. And it flies up. And then it just curves hard left. And there are people who are like walking on the little walk path at the same time.
Just like a mother and her five-year-old child.
It was a couple. Okay. It was a couple. And like... So I'm seeing the ball, and I'm watching them walk, and then I'm just like, and then I just turn around, and I'm like walking and pretending like I wasn't just me who fucking said it.
They're all looking around.
And I'm just like, throw Matt under the bus because he's standing there staring, and I'm just like, four! I'm like cleaning up my golf club and shit. And then like, didn't they go pick it up or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like walk over and pick my ball up, and they keep walking.
They deserve it.
They kept it, yeah.
So like, I drove up to him and I was like, "Hey, I'm really sorry. Like, I really wasn't aiming for you. Like, I'm still pretty new. I'm learning." I was like, "Did you guys grab my ball?" And they were like, "No, we left it back there." And I was like, "All right, cool." So I like drove back to go look for it. They fucking picked it up. They took it. Assholes.
Rude.
Yeah. You gotta talk about that time that. We were at the driving range.
Which one?
Ooh, excuse me. So we were at the driving range, and they were running out of balls. So they sent somebody out in the little...
Oh, the little...
The cart.
The cart picker?
Yep. So we were like, we're all set up at the driving range. We're smacking them out there. And like, it's easy to get into a rhythm when you're in the driving range. Because if that's all you're doing is just smacking them as hard as you can, you're going to get some distance.
Yeah.
So we're out there, we're hitting them. And then Matt's like, "I'm going to hit that fucking cart." And it's like, it's out there.
But realistically, like, who doesn't low-key aim for the cart?
I aim for the cart every time.
They do it on purpose.
Mike and I made it a mission to hit the cart last time we went to the driving range together.
Yeah. So, like, we're smacking them, and then you just got this beautiful one just connected so great, just whack! And we both just stop and watch it, and it just, oh, man.
You got it?
He hit it. Yeah. He hit it hard.
Yeah. I can't even hit it when it's sitting off to the side. <It's still. laughs> That's very impressive.
Yeah, so, like, it has cages over the windows. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, they're protected.
Because he hit that thing just... and you could hear it.
It echoed.
It was so loud.
Really? Did they swerve?
And it was another thing. It was like another thing where I like saw it happen. And then I just turn around.
But let's be honest. Who are you going to think did it? The guy that's standing there laughing and waving? Or the guy walking away? Because I'm going to assume it's the guy walking away.
So I turn around. And I'm just like... putting my golf clubs away, and I'm like pissing myself. I'm laughing so hard, and Matt was laughing too.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a banger.
It wouldn't have been as cool as if I didn't call it, but I called it.
Yeah,
nice.
Four, bam. Oh man, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I have such fun on the golf course. It's crazy.
We don't really go in competitive. No. And every once in a while we'll be competitive on it, but for the most part it's just we get drunk and drive and
for the most part that's
smack
all
balls
I,
around.
I go there for us. Getting drunk, driving a golf cart around and smacking balls around.
Yeah.
We did pretty good in our competition that we did though.
Yeah, JD, yeah, how good did we do?
We got 2 over par for the course.
We did.
But my fucking shoulder flew out of it. Yeah. Socket. Yeah. Like, that was terrible. But hey, man, I got us there. I fucking got us there with my 4-iron. I
want to say we tied for 4th. Like, I mean, people made 4th and 3rd, but...
I still think I secretly won that gun.
Oh, homegirl cheated. We had a group of ladies golfing in front of us. And like, listen, I don't give a damn what you have between your legs. If you cheat, you're a cheater. Like, that's it. Plain and simple. And there was hole number 6, the one that I was joking about earlier, about how we all try and make it with our irons. You have to make it onto the green off of the drive.
Closest to the hole.
Too. Closest to the hole. So they drove, and they got the ball there, and then they chipped it up onto the green, and then they moved the sign. That's 2 hits. That's cheating.
Yeah. They're not the ones that won though, because we were there for the results.
Yeah, they didn't even win. They didn't win.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone made it like 6 inches.
All right.
Yeah, like 6 inches.
Because I low key been like,
no,
because
we went back there.
That Springfield Hellcat is the concealed carry I want to get next.
Yeah.
So I was like fate. This is fate. And then I hit that perfect hit that was like probably like 10, 15 yards away from it. And yeah.
Oh yeah, because me and Tony went back after. When they gave away all the prizes,
yeah,
someone was like, tell
you though, my 5-iron game, I can't hit anything worth crap. But when I bring my 5-iron out, so I was almost hitting that semi. Remember, I was driving past the driving range in Brigham.
Yeah, I'm still Iron Man though.
Yeah.
So, what was the name of that gun that you were just talking about? That the
Springfield Hellcat.
Yeah, Springfield Hellcat. So that's like a really good.
It's like the most badass. Concealed carry. It's almost the same size as the MP shield, but the bad thing about the MP shield is it's a single stack.
Mm.
The Hellcat's a double stack.
Gotcha.
So everybody's super hyped about it.
So
I don't know what that means.
It just means
means the bullets stagger off to the side so you can fit more in the magazine instead of being in a straight line.
Yeah. So like
it means more bullets to put more holes. In the nicest way of saying it, I guess.
You know, we like holes on this podcast. So, yeah, like with everything that was going on with like the Capitol that happened a few weeks ago and everything like that, like I was seriously a nervous wreck. So,
yeah, I'm going to stop telling you about historical events happening in the
US. It's okay. I mean, he's also afraid of ghosts. And stuff,
this guy's over here like, lottie, lottie, da, baby, having baby and whatnot. And I was like, hey, they just stormed the Capitol. He's like, I got to buy all the guns.
Yeah. Literally, the 2 times that we talked about politics, I brought a gun home. Like, that's not even a fucking exaggeration. So like, this was back like mid COVID era last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what we were talking about, but somehow Donald Trump came up and I just hopped on Twitter and like we're not going to get political on the show. Like absolutely fucking not. Cause we all have like different beliefs.
I'm so fucking exhausted from all that.
But
dude.
I just panicked. Like I was like, I got the money. And there's no reason I shouldn't. So I dropped my wife off at her nail appointment and I fucking drove and bought myself a shotgun.
You bought yourself a wrist breaker. Is what you got.
I bought myself a home defense 12 gauge. It's a Remington 870 home defense because they make a Remington 870 that's a hunting shotgun.
Yeah, it's a very versatile. The SWAT teams use them.
Yeah, so that's what I bought. And it's right next to my head every time I go to sleep. But, and then...
You want to explain why I say it's a wrist breaker?
Because it doesn't have a stock. It's like old-timey... You've seen
Terminator? The Terminator?
It's a Terminator shotgun.
And like I sent him and Mike a picture of it, and he's like, I bet you won't shoot that thing one-handed. And I was like, you win.
I said, I bet you won't drop a 3-inch slug and shoot that thing in one-handed.
Yeah, and I was like, you win. I'm not taking that fucking bet.
Like, I don't know, the Terminator was doing it.
Well, I'm not a Terminator. You're
also a robot. Futuristic.
I'm a Sperminator, if anything, but I'm definitely not a Terminator. But yeah, so then this time after we just got to talking, and it was when you asked if I had any ammo to spare.
Yeah.
And you just started telling me about how they stormed the Capitol building.
Yeah.
And Deb and I were like out and about, and we were picking up some shoes for her because she has a hard time taking care of herself. So like I had to forcefully spoil her.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, that was pretty successful because we ended up coming home with like 7 fucking pairs of shoes. So
there you go.
But so like, yeah, we were out and we were trying to have dinner, and she was just like, "What is bugging you?" And so I laid it all out for her. And I was like, I'm super uncomfortable with what's going on right now. And the thought of you going anywhere by yourself, like, terrifies the shit out of me. So the very next day we went to Sportsman's Warehouse and we picked her up her own self-defense pistol. So she's got, was it like a Taurus AG9 or something like that? But
I don't remember.
It's also a double stack, you know, magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. But she's like pestering me because she wants to go out and shoot it. I'm like, we can't afford to go shoot it right now because 9mm is like endangered fucking species.
For real, dude. It's ridiculous just trying to get ammo.
So I bought the gun and then I bought her an extra magazine like an idiot. Her gun came with 2 magazines. So now she's got 3 just, you know, for the hell of it. And I still only have 1 magazine for my pistol. But I just bought her a 9mm too because I have a 9mm, so it's like,
yeah, you already got the ammo for it.
Yeah, I don't want to go buy myself 9mm and then have to worry about getting her something different and so on and so forth.
It just sucks right now because 223 and 9mm are by far the hardest.
223, 45 AC,
45 ACP, which is what my concealed carry is.
Yeah.
Right on. It's 22 long rifle. You can find 22 Hornet, but I don't know very many people that shoot 22 Hornet. But it's it's ridiculous trying to get ammo.
Yeah,
right now. I just gave up on it. I got about 250 rounds for my AR, more than enough for my pistol. I'm like, yeah.
At this point in time, it's like guns are easier to come by than the ammo is.
Oh, yeah. So. Shotguns, though, I went to Sportsman's and they were damn near sold. I don't know if they had like a big sale going off right after duck season.
Yeah.
But I also know that shotguns are very sought after home defense.
And it's really good, too, because I have a 12-gauge and a 410, and shotgun shells seems to be, like, the only thing that's easy for me to get right now.
I don't think shotguns will ever have an issue because it's, like, plastic.
Yeah.
Like, the shell.
Yeah.
The casing is plastic and whatnot.
Well, it's, yeah.
And plastic. There's such a demand. There's always been a demand for shotgun shells.
Yeah, like, plastic, maybe a little bit of brass for the cap, and then it's just, like, little steel balls or whatever.
But I think with the level of demand that has always been there for shotguns, especially duck season.
Yeah.
They were already ready to produce that amount of ammo.
Yeah.
But now with the panic buying going on.
Yeah.
Like the toilet paper days.
Yeah, thank God. I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Never mind. But yeah, no, what I was going to tell you was since you have your concealed carry permit,
yeah,
you can walk into any store that sells guns, put your permit down, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
No waiting around for like a background check or anything like that. Like,
yeah,
that's one of the reasons why I want my concealed carry permit so much is like, it's kind of a hassle.
I need to get mine too.
Well, I know the guy that did ours. He's always looking for people.
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, if all of us go, because I'll do it again.
Yeah, I'm just here for sport. I don't need anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We need to. Deb and I both need to go get it because she needs to.
But he's willing to come here. He's willing to.
Oh,
come
to the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
As long as you got enough people here. So, like, if Mike or if you wanted to come.
Yeah.
I think he requires at least 4 people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that, and then we could get Hope and Kennedy on it too,
yeah,
because.
And I think it's like $45.
Yeah.
And then he comes.
I think
in.
I see his abs on Facebook.
He's an old police officer from Brigham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. But yeah, anytime something happens, I'm like, I gotta get another gun. Like,
I know. You're just
the worst, I know.
The worst.
Me, like, and my buying my gun.
I told you, and I told you, and then Steph was like, is that a good idea? I was like, I don't know. I was like, maybe he's freaking out. It wasn't a good idea.
Very next day in the group chat. So Deb owns a gun now. Yeah. That was her biggest thing, though, was because I went and bought a shotgun. And I didn't tell her.
Uh-huh.
And she was, like, really cool about it. She was super cool. But she was like, you're not allowed to buy another gun for 2020. I was like, okay, that's fair. That's fine.
January 1st.
But yeah, we went and bought this one, and I was like, just because I paid for it doesn't count that I bought this gun. I'm still going to buy myself a gun later on this year. She was like, fine, whatever.
You got to get yourself a deer rifle so you can go out to deer camp.
Yeah, I got to
get your hunting license.
You got to do something. I've been eyeballing 30-06s and stuff.
Good round. It's a good round.
Yeah, I like it.
Very versatile round. You can just spend anything.
It's not terrible.
I would say the ammo is relatively cheap. Well, that's a fucking lie right now.
they had a box of 1,000 223 rounds at Kent's Market for $500.
That's cheap compared to. I think I remember you saying that in the group chat.
Yeah, well, Mike said it, and I was like,
"Oh yeah."
I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the text messages, and I'm like, kind of talking to Deb, and I'm like, "Honey, like, look. I feel like I need to go get this." And she was like, "Do we have the money for it?" And I was like, "Yeah, we do. We have more than enough." She's like, "Okay, if it's going to make you feel better, go get it." And that's when I was like, I think I'm going to go get it. And Mike's like, "It's already gone."
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
Anytime Mike has hit me, I don't know how that guy times it perfect every time. Every time he does it, kids, they're stocking the shelves for ammo. And then I'm like, crap, throwing the daughter in the car and running into the
engine. Yeah, like, I'm still asleep.
Yeah.
I care about my rest.
He's on it.
Well, yeah, he's gonna take boys to school in the morning, though. So I mean, there's that.
That auto parts store that's right next to us at the shop—they sell ammo.
Do they really?
And they don't really advertise for it.
Oh, maybe I'll go take a look over there tomorrow.
Yeah, because the last two times I was there, but this was months and months ago.
I just need some hollow point 45 ACPs. Those are like 2-year-old rounds. I want to cycle them out.
Yeah, I was there like maybe 3-4 months ago, and they had a little cardboard sign: "We sell ammo."
Oh,
nice.
Sign down. Saving this for myself. Do they have a restriction on how much you can buy?
I have no idea. I didn't ask, like, because I was there to buy something for Tony's scooter, I think.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Did he ever get that other scooter back?
No. Nah.
Speaking of which, yeah. If by somehow, some way, this message comes to the thief that stole our good friend Tony's scooter, you have my full undivided support to go fuck yourself. What kind of piece of shit steals something like that? Like, Tony's fucking cool, okay? Yeah. Like,
that's a real nice scooter you got.
Yeah, exactly.
Shame if it walked away.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, thankfully they didn't take his other scooters.
We're not talking about like a Razor scooter though. Like, these are like mopeds.
No, this was like
an 82
vintage.
Like Vespa.
Yeah.
1982 Vespa with like a whole shitload of custom fucking chrome work, and it was just like, I saw the pictures, it was awesome.
Yeah. They have the other one in the shop. I was looking at it.
It's definitely something that you would recognize.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I have a black one, and mine was in the little shed with his.
Yeah.
But they took his.
Damn.
That's what I mean. Like, thankfully.
Did you guys buy them like that, or did you buy them and then get them worked on?
He buys them like with no work and then works on them.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And we looked for that thing for like weeks.
Yeah.
But did you guys drive around looking for it?
Well, we figured that nobody in Tremont would be stupid enough to steal from Tony, because where else in this small town are you going to find a moped like that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Matt put out like wanted ads saying
looking to buy old scooters.
Yeah, looking for old scooters. Like, hey, if you have this, like, I'm interested. I don't care if it's running or not. You know, like people looking for stuff.
Right.
People, because we're guessing they stole it, trying to sell it.
Yeah, you were trying to bait them.
Yeah. But we think that once it gets warmer, it'll pop up on the classified somewhere.
Yeah, they'll probably hold on to it for a minute.
Yeah, hopefully. Because the thing that...
And then what we're going to do is we're going to say, yeah, we want to come look at it, and we're going to go test drive it, and we're just going to take off.
Take off with it.
Yeah, we'll just take my truck, load it up, and back.
Yeah.
Like we did with the other...
Tony's got the title for it, and then we bring it back, and they'll be like, they stole our scooter, and be like, nah, what are you talking about? Okay.
No, they just borrowed it for like a really long time. Yeah. We didn't say it was okay.
I don't even know this person.
Yeah, like, who are you? Text messages. I ain't got no text messages on my phone. Bitch, you crazy. How's that peanut butter whiskey treating you?
I knew it was going to be good already before I even tasted it, but I didn't know it was going to be this good.
Yeah, it's
dangerous.
It's dangerous.
I'm a peanut butter guy, though. Like, not like straight out of the can peanut butter, but like Reese's and Reese's Pieces and like any sweet with peanut butter in it. So this is like...
I like peanut butter, but only when it involves dogs.
Yeah?
Rough.
Bark, bark. Wink.
Oh, that's kind of like a cat.
Grr. That's the cat.
Yeah, no, this... Oh, man, this fucking... Screwball peanut butter whiskey. I swear to God, it's delicious.
It does. It tastes just like a Nutter Butter.
Yeah. It tastes like the Tim Tims or Chee Chees or Chickies. Or
tastes just like
Chico Sticks.
Chico Sticks, yeah. That's what it was. They did, yeah. Just
I don't even know what a Chico Stick is.
Yeah, well, it tastes good.
If it tastes like this, I don't know. It
tastes just like this, yeah. Yeah, no, I gave Deb my... Or she has a debit card to my account, and I was like, honey, just I need you to go to the liquor store for me because I'm almost out of my Jameson and I'm gonna need some more whiskey. So she even picked up like this big ass bottle of Jameson, and then she picked up that Maker's Mark for me, which is like delicious with Pepsi.
Yeah.
And then Gail brought me Jameson and Tequila Rose because I like those things, and now I'm all set up on my liquor stash again.
Chico Stick.
You've never had those?
They look familiar.
It's like peanut. They're like peanut butter candies.
Huh. Is it like the inside of like a, what is that? Crunchy peanut butter. I'm going to sound like a freaking idiot because I don't remember the name of it. It's a really popular candy bar.
Butterfinger?
Yes! I want to sound like an idiot. Yeah, a Butterfinger.
I don't know.
That's what this tastes like. If you ever just take out like the flaky peanut butter part and eat it, that's what this tastes like.
I don't like chocolate and peanut butter together.
Really?
Yeah, like I like chocolate and I like peanut butter. I just don't like them mixed. Oh, so like, but like I do like this peanut butter whiskey, man. It's damn. It is good.
All right.
So, kind of like a running joke that we have on our other podcast, What Do You Know?, which is much more family friendly, by the way, is that Matt is our special guest every week. Episode. Yeah, so like we play it off like every time. We're like, and special guest this week. But you're like a staple. You're part of the show. Like you're a staple.
Well, yeah. But it started out as a father-son thing.
You're
so.
Still our special guest. Just,
yeah.
It's father-father-son.
Yeah. Now step-step-dad.
Step-step-dad.
Yeah. Step-step-dad.
But like, Matt over here has lived a very exciting life. And he has agreed to share one of his many stories with us. Like,
I don't know what story you want to hear, but I'll...
Just... Reach down into your mind and whip one out. I'll start if you want me to. I'll share.
Yeah, you should share one.
I'll share a little story. So like, I think it was like 2017. I went to Comic-Con for the first time. It was my first time ever going. It was awesome. But we went there, and John Bernthal was going to be there.
Who's John Bernthal?
He is the actor who played the Punisher on the Netflix TV show.
Okay. I think I know where this story's going then.
So he was the Punisher in that, and he was the Punisher in the Daredevil Netflix show too. So, you know, I went with my cousins, Roman and Jake, and we were all really excited to go see him. And so we're walking around the convention center, and it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. I don't give a fuck. We're all thirsty, and they sell beer. So it's expensive. It was like $6 or $8 for a 12-ounce beer. But
and it's that near beer stuff, too.
Yeah. I hadn't eaten anything, so I'm just like sit there sipping my beer, and they announce that he's going to be doing a panel in one of the ballrooms. So, like, if you want to go watch him talk, you can go in there, find a seat. And so we get in line, and, you know, just hanging out, and then we get to go into the ballroom, and the lady is like, hey, you guys can't take any alcohol in there. Or you can't take any drinks in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, seriously? Like, we just got this beer. Still almost full. She's like, yeah, no drinks, no food in the ballrooms. So we're like, all right. Bottoms up. I fucking pounded that.
Nice.
On an empty stomach, that 3% beer did some work. So I run in there. We find a seat. I can't remember who was in there before. I think it was like MacGyver, the guy who played MacGyver.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was finishing up his panel. Uh-huh. And so we were like sitting at the back, and then they finished up. And then
MacGyver or MacGruber?
MacGyver. So that, like, he finishes up his panel and they're walking out. And so we all get up and we run towards the front, like where the stage is, mm-hmm. so we can get better seats. And then one of the workers comes out on the stage and she's like, hey, if anybody wants to come and ask John Bernthal any questions, come and get in line.
Oh,
and
I saw this video.
I had the courage, because of my 12 ounces of low point beer, I was like, I'm going to go talk to him. So I'm like, I jumped up and I ran in line, and like, I was like nervous as hell, but I was like, still, I'm going to fucking talk to this guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, like one of the ladies is coming around and she's like, you know, like making sure the questions are appropriate. And she gets to me and she asks me what my question's going to be. And I tell her and she like laughs. She walks away. So, you know, like going, everybody's asking their questions and they're moving them along. And then it gets to me, and I had worn my Captain America shirt
mm-hmm.
because the Punisher loves and respects Captain America. In the comic books, the Punisher like will not fight Captain America no matter what, mm-hmm. because he is like soldier to soldier. So, you know, this guy, he's the Punisher. He might respect my Captain America, so I'm wearing my Captain America shirt. And he, you know, he's like, hey, man, what's your question? So I was like, well, John Bernthal had just come out in a movie called The Accountant with Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck was Daredevil, like, in the early 2000s in a single movie. He was Daredevil.
Right.
And then he's Punisher in the Daredevil TV show with Charlie Cox, who's Daredevil in that. And so, you know, I was like, hey, man, you know, you were in this movie, you're in this TV show. Like, you're like one of the only people who get to say that you beat the shit out of two Daredevils. What was that like? And he just starts laughing, and everybody in the ballroom starts laughing. And I'm like,
hell yeah.
Fuck. Like, hyped. I'm like, oh. I made the Punisher laugh. Like, what's up? What's good? And he's like, just kind of he kind of goes off a little bit on a tangent about like working with directors and everything like that. And he's like, I didn't even answer your question, man. Do you want an answer? And I was like, yeah, tell me. And he's like, I love fighting with anybody, man. I don't give a damn. And I was like, I walk over and I sit down next to my cousins, and they're all just like staring at me, and I'm just like trying to keep it in. And then I just let it go. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I talked to the Punisher. Like, I was so fucking hyped. Like, I was like, oh. Yeah.
Little white girl at a Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah, exactly. That time. And then, like, a few hours later, I met the voice actor for Goku. And I was like, couldn't even talk. Like,
big day for you then.
Yeah, it was a huge day. Like, I got his autograph. He's like, so I gave him a Funko Pop sign of Goku for me.
Did he talk to you in Goku's voice?
It's kind of weird because his voice is kind of like Goku's voice.
Is it where you're like, whisper sweet nothings, please?
Basically, yeah. So like, he kind of talks, like he tweaks his voice a little bit, and then it's Goku's voice. But like his normal voice kind of sounds similar. So he's like talking to me, and he's like, hey, man, who do I make this out to? And I was like, wide-eyed, just like, JD, and then he just goes off. And he's like, JD, that's such a cool name, man. Jack Daniels, I wish I had a cool name like that. And I was like, you're fucking Goku, bro.
Yeah, you do. It's called Goku.
Yeah, I was like, you are Goku. And he's like, yeah, I know, but I wish I had a nickname that had to do with my real name. And I was just like, dude, I'll call you whatever you want. Like, I don't even care. Like,
have my babies.
Yeah, basically. And it was just so funny because, like, it didn't even matter, like, what he looked like. Just the fact that it was the voice actor who I had, like, grown up listening to. Like, it was just, oh, man, it was such a cool
experience. Do they record personalized things, like voicemails for you?
They might, actually.
Do you have to just, you have to pay money for it?
Yeah, probably. I got his autograph, and I think it was, like, $30 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
I went to Comic-Con once. And it was just to meet Jeremy Bolosh, the guy that played Boba Fett.
Oh.
And he signed one of my Pez dispensers. Because I was like, I don't want to carry around a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I went for. So I didn't really hang around.
I like going to the panels.
Mm-hmm. I've never spent all day at... I honestly went there just to meet him.
Just for that. And yeah. You're like, all right, cool. You just probably bought like a day pass or something.
I don't even think... I think that somebody had gave me theirs because I don't remember paying for it to get in, but I went in there.
Have you ever seen the Mandalorian Mercenaries organization? It's like a non-profit organization where they like build the armors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's and then a, they like go to like hospitals that, and yeah. stuff like that.
Yeah,
those are like my favorite panels. Like just to see the creativity that they have because they have different like, I'd say like I want to say arcs. Of the Mandalorians because like there's some that are like Viking looking yeah. and some that are like just like futuristic looking and then just like the standard like Boba Fett looking like it's pretty crazy just if you look on their website like just the level of creativity they have with their suits and the only requirement because I was looking into it real quiet is like for your first armor set you have to build it has to be I think a Boba Fett or Jango Fett armor set. I may be wrong.
Anytime like, with a 3D printer.
Yeah, right? It'd almost be like there's somebody sitting right in front of us with two 3D printers right next to them. It's weird.
They're both looking right at me. Matt here got me a 3D printer for Christmas that is fucking awesome. And I've been printing off the Din Djarin's armor from the Mandalorian. I've been printing off his armor.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about like making my own armor. Like that didn't even cross my mind. But now I'm like,
yeah, you have to check out the website one day when you're bored. Just the level of creativity that comes out of it.
There's that one guy that lives in Brigham who always shows up at the events. He's got like lights that go off on his. I mean, yeah. his looks pretty cool.
Iron Mandalorian.
That'd be dope.
Iron Man, Mandalorian. There you go.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm doing it.
Screw blasters. You got arc reactors in your hand. All
right. Ted, lay it on us, Matt. What do you got?
Well, let's have Wyatt go.
I've lived a boring life. Like, I don't really have.
Have you ever met a celebrity?
I actually never. Not to my knowledge.
Really?
Wow. I don't really follow any of that. I could have met freaking the most famous person in the world and I would have never noticed. And I probably was an asshole to them too, honestly.
Yeah, that does sound like your MO for sure.
I don't have... So this isn't my story. It's my wife's favorite story for me to tell. I learned it in the police academy. I had a... Because I went for correction. So I technically went to the correctional academy, not so much the police academy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very similar, except for we don't learn as much about the AR-15s and driving school and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we had this teacher, and he was a correctional officer at the beginning of his career, but finished his... Or he changed careers, and he's a sergeant... in the sheriff's department as a road officer.
Okay.
My favorite teacher ever because he's just one of those people that like get into stories. Like he's acting things out. He's like he's really good at like just like putting you in that situation. I'm not that good. I wish I was. but
I'm pretty sure I've heard this story, but
I think I've told you this story, but Matt hasn't heard this story.
I love this story. Go ahead.
So the unfortunate thing about corrections is a lot of road officers use corrections as a place to put mentally ill people. So like schizophrenia, bipolarism, all that stuff. Like they actually end up in jails a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole entire medical bay like specifically designed for them. So they're not like being like, they're getting the attention that they need, the medications that they need, the medical assistance that they need. But every once in a while they act out. And because it's in a jail or a prison, whatnot, we have to respond the same way we respond to every other inmates, which means my teacher was on his way out. Shift was ending. You know, it's notorious for an inmate to act up at the end of the shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always just like, oh, God dang it. Now I can't leave because I got to go take care of this. So he's getting ready. He's getting all the stuff together. His sergeant calls him up. He says, hey, come meet up at the cage. We got to do an extraction. This guy's acting all kinds of crazy. We need to extract him, get the medical, get medical to evaluate him, make sure that he's not going to be a danger to himself or other people.
Mm-hmm.
So my sergeant gets suited up and everything like that. He doesn't want to do it. He just wants to go home.
What do you
home.
Mean suited up though? Like,
so like you wear, stuff you almost look like a, or? Like, so like you see like right now, perfect example, all these crazy riots, all this crazy stuff that's happening in the world in the US, those suits of armor that they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So
like
you
the
wear
riot suits.
Yeah, so you wear those when you do cell extractions.
Okay.
So when you say suited up, you're putting all that stuff on. So he's putting all that on and whatnot, but this was back before they had like the helmets and whatnot. They used to just tie bandanas around their head to hold their hair back. And he's like, whatever, let's just get this done so I can get the paperwork and done. And he gets up, they get the line, and the sergeant's like, just so you guys know, he's naked. And the guy's and my sergeant's like, wait, what? And he opens the door. And the funny thing about doing a, they call it nuts to butt, because you're like right up on there, you're holding under that person in front of you's vest, and you push that person in. Yeah. So that way you guys can come in at not mass force, but you guys can get in quick, get control of all the appendages, get them contained so medical can safely come in.
Okay.
He's on the front of the line. And he just got said, by the way, this guy's naked. So he doesn't want to go. So he plants his feet. And the five guys, big old burly guys behind him, start pushing him in. He's like planting his feet. Well, this inmate put piss and shit all over the ground. So it was like standing on butter. It was super slippery. So he's like, oh, heck no. I don't want nothing to do with this. He's planting his feet, and his feet are slowly spreading out. He's slowly getting lower and lower and lower. He's like, I know what's going to happen. And he like closes his eyes, closes his mouth, and just ends up right at waist length of the guy.
Ooh, nice.
And he's like trying to get away. He's trying to close his mouth. He's trying to look away, and he's just like getting smacked in the face with the guy's genitals the whole entire time. Just fighting, trying to get away.
I want
to
go out. Just saying.
That's all I want to go out.
So he said, he's saying that the whole entire time he's like gagging because he knows what's hitting him in the face, and he knows that this guy, like, he's crazy. He's not being hygienic at all. So he's gagging. He's trying his hardest to keep his eyes and mouth closed because he doesn't want to get hit in the face and whatnot. And they're still pushing him because the guy's standing there. So the guy's planted his feet because where he's standing, it's not slippery.
Yeah.
But where they're all standing, it's slippery. So they just keep ramming my sergeant's face right into this guy's genitals the whole entire time until the guy.
Hang out with these guys. Those are real bros. And,
until the guy eventually falls over and they all jump on. He said he didn't even help them. As soon as the guy stopped pushing him, he just got up and walked out. And then he said he did his paperwork, put in his 2-week notice, and transferred over to being a road officer.
It just takes a little bit of shit piss and some dick to the face to get.
But you
got to
think, man. Imagine going home, just that drive home, knowing you just got mushroom stamped the shit out of you.
Just like sitting at a stoplight, angry, crying, tears streaming down your face,
feeling violated, just, all kinds of stuff.
Like he gets home and his wife goes to kiss him, and he's just like, "No, don't do it.
Don't touch me.
Where's the bleach?"
But yeah, that's my wife's favorite story to tell me about corrections.
Oh, man.
Is it wrong that kind of made me horny? Or is that just natural?
Yeah, we got to get the camera set up for the after hours.
Yeah, the after hours extractions. It's crazy, man. It happens more often than you think. It's happened to me a few times, but I didn't get mushroom stamped, thankfully.
You didn't get pee-peed in the face?
Nope, no pee-pee in the face.
Well, just wait until the show's over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously, just that poor guy.
So I do got a short story
That
I did recently at my job, and I will let you know that the job I work at now is a terrible job. They don't care about the people and whatnot. So I have the attitude of I just don't care about the job. I already have another job lined up. I'm gonna go work out with JD and Mike very soon.
That makes me happy to know, because like the day that I was supposed to start my orientation over there, I was loading up my golf clubs to go golfing with you. And they were like, hey, just so you know, like you had orientation starting today. Are you still planning on coming out here? And I was like, oh, nope. I got another job.
So I was so stoked that you were going to come work out with me, but I am so glad you didn't, because right when you refuse that offer is when it's really gone downhill. There's just zero morale. Everybody's like, get out of my way. I'm doing my work. F you.
That's because I'm the best.
Yeah. The best. Nothing's ever going to bring you down.
Yeah.
But anyways, so my bosses, there's one boss that's really cool. But the other boss, he's a new boss. And he's kind of come in with these sort of like, I'm the boss. You do what I say. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, there's like no respect there. So like, me being the ignorant.
When we're not recording, you should tell me their names, because I know two people that are bosses out there, and I just want to know if it's one of them.
I'm very much give respect to get respect, and this guy ain't never given me respect. Always questioned me, always micromanaged me, and I'm like one of the top performers in the job that I do specifically there. So I was late one day because me and my wife got held up. Have to take care of a couple things.
Making babies.
Yeah, sure. I wish. But
you don't want to have these on a batch of baby.
Yeah. But I called in late, and my one boss that's been there for a while never questions. Like I could literally call in like 3 days that week and show up for one day, and he'll make the joke, be like, "Oh, I didn't think you were gonna show up today." Like it's very understanding that I'm not there to work my full 40.
Mm-hmm.
But this boss wants to make me work my full 40 because it's the right thing to do and it's for the company.
Yeah.
And it's a really crappy company.
Yeah.
So I was late. I walked up to my first boss that's been there for a minute, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't think you were going to show up." The other boss said you weren't going to show up at all. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I had some business to do. I got it all taken care of, and then I came straight here." He's like, "All right, cool. Go do this. We need you to do this." It's like, all right, no problem. Go out there, start working, just kind of doing my thing and whatnot. And the other boss walks up to me. He's like, "Hey, I didn't think you were going to show up today." And I was like, yeah, I had some business to do. He's like, "Well, what type of business did you have to do?" I was like, just non-work related business. And he's like, "Well, that's not good enough excuse. You need to tell me what type of business." I was like, "Oh, you want to know what type of business? None your business." And I walked away. The look on that man's face, his eyes were wide as hell, his mouth was gonna catch a fly, and I'm pretty sure he was contemplating murder, because I said it in front of like five people and they were laughing. best joke I've done of 2021, and that's kind of a lame joke, but just the situation that it happened in. He ain't talked to me since.
Good. So.
Yeah. I don't know if it's someone that I know.
Yeah,
I'll tell you after. I'll tell you.
Because if it is, I'm going to make that joke next time I see him.
Oh, yeah, you know. None your business. I'm going to just like stare at him.
He'll probably be like, "How do you know?"
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Oh, that'd be so funny. I hope it's one of the guys I know.
Yeah. So
I hope to.
So, like, my boss, he's... If I didn't work for him, he and I would be fucking buddies.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut you in, but don't you switch bosses every so often?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Someone was telling me they did.
They might actually, but...
Where they rotate the bosses around the planet.
Because that's what they did to me. They took... I have two bosses. They're more like leads.
Yeah.
But one of them is super chill, down to earth. Me and him get along great. Like, we have a lot in common.
That's
like,
probably the one I interviewed with, actually.
No, not that one.
Really?
Yeah, no, his underling. Because that's the top. That's like the top.
Oh, I interviewed with a top dog?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, so his superior is inferior.
Well, it only makes sense they bring out the best to interview the best.
Don't feel special because I'm the worst employee there and he interviewed me.
Yeah, well. They called me saying, baby, come back.
But
sometimes they got to take one for the team, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I guess.
I was still getting, like, job offers in my email.
You know, Steph just outright quit there. And yeah. Then, like, 3 weeks later, they sent her a paper and be like, we're going to give you one more chance, but if you don't show up this way.
Okay.
I was like, you should just write return to sender and send it back to them. Maybe they'll get a clue.
I would have just
gone. I'll be there tomorrow, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go in and be like, hey, just in case you didn't get it the first time. Fuck all of y'all, and then just walk out.
Well, I mean, she's pregnant right now, and she told them, and they're like, "Yeah, we can't do anything."
Yeah, like no accommodation.
No accommodation. No. We can't accommodate you whatsoever. Nope. So she's like, "Bye."
She's like, "Oh, really? All right. See ya." But yeah, no, we. So I kind of got told that our team is in a good place, so we wouldn't really be switching. But they do. They do rotate teams.
Oh, they rotate teams.
Yeah.
I heard they rotated like just the supervisors around.
Well,
different
I mean, like,
areas.
They might to like send them to different lines.
Okay.
But like, they don't really send one person to another area because it's kind of like area specific.
Oh, I see.
But like, so my boss does this all the time. Like, when he's in a good mood, he'll fuck with me. So like today, we broke down. We didn't run from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
That's a long day.
We were down the entire time. But, like, him, you know, he's trying to get the line fixed. They got people coming in. It's hard to get people in on a Sunday, let alone fucking Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
Right? So he's, like, you know, trying to get everything going. And it's really loud, you know. So we have our headsets and we have our earplugs in. And he, like, yells. He's like, hey, Jiggy! And so I look, and he's, like, he's got the garbage can, right? He's got the garbage can, and he's, like, pointing. He's like, come here, come here. And then he, like, points in the garbage can, and I'm, like, invested in what he's doing. And then he pulls his hand out and flips me off.
And then that's some shit I can do.
He just starts laughing, and then he fucking walks away. And that's not even the first time he's done that to me.
He fell for it again.
Oh my god. So like the first time I'm learning something with the quality person. All right. I'm getting trained on quality. And like he interrupts us, like pats me on the shoulder, and he's like, hey, come here. And so like I'm like, okay. So I'm like falling a few feet behind him. And he reaches down into a scrap bin and he pulls one of the things out that we make, and he has his hand inside of it, and then he just pulls his hand out, flips me off. Again, I was like, "You pulled me away from training for this? What the fuck, man?
What kind of boss are you?"
He's the best guy. That's what kind of boss he is. He's fucking hilarious. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I didn't work for him, we'd probably be pretty good buddies. He's fucking funny, man. And he's real excited to meet you.
I hope I don't disappoint because I'm probably going to be socially awkward at first, honestly.
God. He's going to be like, hey, what's up, man? Nice nipples.
Thanks, man.
So he's seen the video or the pictures, right?
Yeah, he's seen them.
Nice.
So unfortunately, I'm going to be on the new line being built. I already know that for a fact. So
that's okay. It'll still be close to mine.
Yeah.
So
he'll still meet you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure.
It'll still get to me. I'll be like, hey, here he is. Here's Make-A-Wish. Every single person on my line will be like, oh. Because that's what I said. I was like talking about, I was like, I'm excited to go home tonight because like me and the boys, we're starting the podcast back up. Like we'll be recording and like quality person comes up over the radio and they're like, hey, is is Make-A-Wish going to be there? And I was like,
yes, Make-A-Wish is here.
I was like, who's Nicholas? And they were like, no, Make-A-Wish. And I was like, oh, yeah. My boy, he going to be there.
It's bad that my nickname was a roast from my wife.
That's what I tell him, too. Like, everybody on the line's like, man, you're so mean to your friends. I'm like, that didn't even come from me. He married this person. Oh, man. But yeah, I did tell him that Mike calls you the boy in the striped pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of rough.
Yeah, it's all right. He says it in a German accent, too, which makes it a little worse.
It's so racist.
So, like, Mike and I play. If we weren't recording tonight, Mike and I, and if he didn't have to work, when he goes from days and switches to nights, Monday nights, because I'm already on nights, we stay up until like 4 o'clock in the morning just playing video games.
Yeah.
Because that's what we both love to do. And if we get into like a really big Discord every once in a while, he'll throw that out there. And I'm just like, use a bitch.
That's not okay, man.
Yeah. And I can't even do a good enough German accent to justify it. Just
oh, man.
But he's pretty good at it.
It's so good, though. Like,
I'm not even mad about it, honestly. It's a good nick. It was a good roast because I pulled like an 07 Britney and just shaved my head, and then y'all just roasted the shit out of me for it.
Did you shave your head?
I don't even remember. I think it was when I was a welder and I got tired of smelling the burnt hair.
I can't remember what you said.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, but it was so funny because it was just completely off the cuff. Like, we were talking, and like, you and your wife roast each other all the time.
She was pregnant with shit with Soph too at the time.
It was like, it wasn't even, it was just out of left field.
Yeah.
You were saying something, and she just turns to you, and she is like, you know what, you Make-A-Wish-looking motherfucker? Dead. Dead. I couldn't breathe. I was like, I was seeing spots. I was laughing so fucking hard. Oh my god, it was great. And
she's funny. She's got some really good fucking burns.
I don't even remember the rest of her joke, but
I don't even remember the jokes.
It doesn't matter. Ever since that day.
Yeah. I don't like arguing with her. She usually hurts my feelings.
Oh, he's like, walk away all sulky.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Matt, what you got a story lined up now?
The best.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So this was like clear back before the Gateway was open, the Gateway Mall.
Right.
And they just had the mall that was by Temple Square. I can't remember the name of it.
It's City Creek.
No, because that's new.
Newgate Mall?
No, like this is in Salt Lake.
Okay.
So there's Gateway.
There's Gateway.
And then
City Creek is the new one, isn't it?
City Creek's the one with the stream with the trout in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe. That's new.
Okay. Then I'm not sure which one.
I can't remember the name of it.
I didn't even know that Salt Lake had more than two malls, to be honest. Like,
they still have it up, but it's like they only allow like LDS stores in it.
Oh, okay.
But like back in the day, that was like the mall that everyone went to.
Yeah.
So me and my old friend, his name was Jared, we used to go to concerts all the time together. Like every fucking day, we would pretty much go to a show.
Yeah.
So he grew up in Chicago. And he was friends with this band that was called Mest. And they were in town playing a show with this other band called MXPX. Okay. It's like just some punk bands.
Yeah.
So we were getting in the show for free and we were like fucking excited for it. I mean, we were young. We weren't, you know, 17, 18, 19 okay. years old. And we're walking around the mall and we see this group of, I call them kids because they looked really fucking young. And they just look like a bunch of douchebags. And so, of course, we just start talking shit on them just to fuck around, you know. We were like, oh, what are you kids looking for? Fucking Hot Topic. And, you know, just giving them shit because they were like typical like scene boys, like scene hair, I don't know if you guys know what that means.
Like,
but...
like the 2010 goth look and stuff like that.
Kind of. This was like clear back in like 2001.
Oh, yeah. Trendsetters, yeah. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
And so... we were just giving him shit, and one of the guys got like heard him talking shit and came up, and they got in this little fucking pushing fight. And all three of them, or there was four of them, were all there. And it was so funny because my friend was a big fucking guy, and they were all like talking shit out of it. He was just sitting there laughing at him. And so, anyways, they got in this big pushing battle, and then it got broken up by security, and they went their way, and we went our way. We're sitting in line at the show, waiting to get in, and this taxi cab pulls up, and all of them get out of this taxi cab. So my friend's like, "Hey, look, there's those fuckers." And so he yells at them, "What? You couldn't get your mom to drop you off at the show?" And they heard him, and they just flipped them off, and then fucking walked up to the front. We're like, "What the fuck?" Walked right into the show, and we're just like, "Oh shit!" And so we're sitting there waiting, and we're talking about it. We're like, "Who the fuck were those guys? They must be friends with people, you know?" And all of a sudden, we hear them, like, music start playing. We look up at the stage, and it's those guys.
Oh, my God.
So it turned out to be, I don't know if you know them, but it turned out to be Good Charlotte.
Oh, my God.
But it was, like, Good Charlotte, like, pre-tattoos, pre-anything. Like,
oh, my God. Like
pre-puberty.
You sat there and talked shit to Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
Holy
and then my
shit.
Friend, yeah, got this pushing battle with him. It was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
Well, we ended up getting – I wish I still had the pictures because we ended up getting our pictures taken with them afterwards.
You guys all became buddy-buddy afterwards? Or?
Kind of. We were just laughing about the whole situation.
Damn.
But, yeah, they were opening up for a local band from Chicago that was opening for a bigger punk band. So they were nothing back then.
Yeah.
But it was just fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
What's the odds?
Yeah, what are the odds?
Fuck, man.
That's got to be one of the funniest things I've ever seen. We, yeah, talking shit to Good Charlotte.
But... almost fought Good Charlotte in a mall once.
Yeah. They just, like, flip you off and then just walk in and start playing. Like,
I got another one real fast. This one's a quick one. So, you guys are aware of the band The Used, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, the lead singer for The Used used to date Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, Kelly.
Okay.
And it was back when they had that show, The Osbournes.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was like the crazy, like just watching Ozzy Osbourne is so brain dead from all the drugs.
He's combobulated as shit.
You ever see that scene where the phone rings and he's like, "What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?"
So anyways, we were planning on going to the Used show, and we had watched the Osbournes and everything, and we knew that the lead singer for the Used was dating her.
Right.
And we heard rumors that she was touring with him, so we were like. Okay. So we're walking past Zoomies, and Zoomies had these shirts that were on clearance that was like, "I love the Osbournes."
Okay.
And then they had like cartoon pictures of all of the Osbournes and then whatever dog they had, because they had a pretty famous dog that would be in all their episodes or whatever. Yeah. And so I bought the shirt, and it was like a women's shirt size, like small.
So you're rocking the crop top.
And so I had, no, I wasn't wearing it. I was planning on it, but I had a better idea with it. So I bought the shirt, and it was like $5. I was like, fucking A. So I grabbed this big marker, and I crossed out everyone's face but the dog. And then I added Kelly right above, like right before the Osbournes, because it said, "I heart the Osbournes." So I crossed out the and then wrote Kelly. So I said, "I love Kelly Osbourne," with a picture of the fucking dog on it.
Oh, my God.
And so we're sitting at the concert, and we're watching them play, and I'm like, "Oh, this is the perfect time." So I roll the ball up, or I roll the shirt up into a ball, and I throw it. And I tried to hit the singer, but I ended up hitting, like, the bass player in the side of the fucking head. And it lands on the stage, like, perfectly opened up, like, presenting it to him. And he's playing, and I see his face, look down at the shirt, and he just starts laughing, and he like stops playing. And then the singer, he like picks it up and throws it at the singer, and the singer picks it up and looks at it and starts laughing, and then throws it backstage. And next thing I know, fucking Kelly Osbourne comes walking out on stage wearing it. The funniest fucking thing.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you have such an interesting life?
That's what I'm saying. It was
like,
before,
you
like,
have all these crazy stories.
I'm old. I'm a bit older than you guys. But and I didn't have any responsibilities back in the day.
It's just insane.
That's so funny. Oh man, that's so funny. If I ever like met Kelly Osbourne, I'd be like, hey, listen, friend of mine, do you still have the shirt?
Let's be real here. You still got it?
Did you keep it? Oh man, that would be so funny. That would be hilarious. God, I can't believe that. That's great. Well, I think we can probably call it a night with that. Oh man, yeah, I was nervous before we started recording, but
you were. I'm so nervous.
Safe, right? All I gotta do is click a button. And yeah. That's the good thing about recording with you guys. It's like, really, we're just recording our bullshit sessions.
Yeah,
and then we just have an excuse to get together and bullshit.
Passing the screwball around and just
yes, sir.
Talking about random crap.
Oh man, yeah. So like I said, I bought two bottles of that.
Yeah.
Dev was like, why did you buy two bottles of that? And I was like, because the last time I got emotionally invested in a whiskey, they stopped making it. So High West, if you hear this, I want my goddamn silver whiskey back. Okay, I loved it.
I still think we need to figure out how to record while we're golfing, though.
Absolutely, yes.
That'd be so fun.
We should do like a YouTube video of that.
We could do that.
And then just like, you know what's going to happen, though, is like somebody's going to be up to fucking golf and everybody else is going to be sitting in the golf carts talking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, swing the club.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a hi-ya?
All right, guys, thanks for listening to our first episode of 2021, which hopefully will usher in more.
Once all of our schedules calm down.
Yeah, once we all kind of link up. Once the squad links up.
Are you going to be on the same work schedule as them?
That's the goal.
Hopefully, yes.
I've been very verbal about wanting to work the same schedule as you.
Yeah, Matt's just going to be a bartender.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. I'm trying to get a part-time job, and then I can quit shithole and
do both the tattooing and bartending.
Yeah. Yeah, just part-time bartending.
And then the song that T-Pain came out with a few years ago will never have been more true.
I don't.
I like the bomb.
All right.
Pump your extra.
Thanks for listening to us, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.